Thank the Lord this morning for this meeting and the opportunity that we have to be together to our faith could be encouraged and strengthened, our consecrations renewed and be challenged in our hearts. I hope and trust everyone has received something from being here. I know I have. I'd like this morning to start out with a scripture in, believe it's 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And we'll read the fifth verse. It says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." I'd like to couple that. We can hold that because that's my burden this morning, that scripture. But there's also another one in 1 Corinthians. I believe it's the second chapter. And the second verse. Or we'll just start at verse 1. He said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Now, I noticed Paul wrote both of these texts, these scriptures. I believe he recognized his weakness. He said, "I was with you in weakness and trembling and in fear." He recognized that he needed God and God's help and God's blessing to accomplish what God wanted him to accomplish, and that his life and testimony would fill what God wanted to fulfill. I think most of us this morning, probably the majority of us, feel insufficient. It seems like there's a few that feel sufficient maybe within themselves. Most of us have fear. Most of us draw back. Most of us struggle when God begins to lead us and begins to desire us to do something for Him. I think most of us, we have that. But what I want us to get was the second part of that verse this morning. In the 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." The Lord is sufficient this morning. The Lord, and that's sometimes what we forget. You know, we look at ourselves and we don't feel like we have it. And sometimes we quench and we draw back because, and that's natural. I want to say we all feel that way. We'll feel that. But the second part of that verse says our sufficiency is of God. You know, we're going to feel, I thought about when the Lord called Moses. You know, how did Moses feel? You know, he said, I can't speak. I can't talk. And the Lord asked him, he said, "Who made man's mouth?" I want to say the Lord doesn't make mistakes. When He begins to lead by His Spirit and He begins to put a burden upon your heart, it's not a mistake. He doesn't have the wrong person. He wants us to recognize, yeah, we feel fear and we feel weakness. But God is sufficient today. God is sufficient if we'll step. And Moses, I'm thankful today that Moses came to that place. You know, he had about three different excuses. And I'm I'm thankful today that the Lord's patient with us. Because I've had excuses before. And the Holy Spirit is faithful to work with those excuses and deal with us and talk with us and to lead us. And Moses finally came to the place where he went. And I think about how did Gideon feel when God called him? Did he just jump up and say, I'm ready? The Lord worked with him. And the Lord, remember, told him, you know, when he first came to him, the angel said, oh, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon's, who you talking to? Don't you see we're under the hand of the Midianites? What do you, mighty man of valor? He was threshing wheat in private just to get food to survive. The Midianites were in control. They had dominion over them. He said, why are you calling me mighty man of valor? And then the Lord told him to go down to the camp. And he went down to the camp. And what happened down there? He heard them talking. And what were they saying? The men had a dream. And they were fearful. And they said, surely, you know, the Lord is with Gideon. And you know what that did for Gideon's faith? He went back. I'm sure his faith was strengthened and encouraged. That God is sufficient. And I know that God will work with us in our lives that way. He'll allow little things to happen. And He wants our faith to be encouraged and strengthened in those areas. And to be able to take those steps that He wants us to take and to move out for God. You know, they sang that song that God satisfies. You know, the Lord continually, I believe, moves us in our experience with Him. And sometimes if we get into the place where we're not being satisfied, sometimes if we're in the place where and I'm not trying to say that the Christian life is always 100% joy and there's no battles and those difficulties, but I do know this, that God continues to lead His children. He continues to move them. You read in the Psalms, you ever read that, I believe it's Philip Keller, the Psalms 23, Shepherd's Outlook. He talked about how the sheep, they'll stay in one field sometimes till they destroy it. They'll just stay there and eat until it's so low that it breaks down the roots. And the shepherd has to come in and move them from pasture to pasture. And I believe God is that way with us also. There are times that, you know, in our experience, in our walk with God, there in the Old Testament, one place He said, you've been in this mountain too long. You've been here in this place too long. Now it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to go into this other area. It's time for you to continue to follow what I'm wanting to do in your life. Folks, that's where we get satisfied at. That's where we're contented at, is when we're following the will of God and we're seeking Him and we're listening to that still small voice when He speaks to us. That's the only place that satisfies. When we're open to Him, when we're receptive to Him, when we consecrate ourselves and our lives and we say, Lord, not my will, but Thy be done, and we're willing and we... You know, it's hard sometimes to take our hands off. Sometimes we feel those fears and we feel those insufficiencies. And I remember so well the time when we left to move to Oregon. I was scared to death. You know, I didn't have a big dream that God said, moved to Oregon. I didn't see it in blazing letters. But we just felt, we begin to feel a call on our hearts. And the Lord, there were different things that happened that just helped me to know and recognize that the Lord is calling for something here. And we were scared. I mean, you know, it's sink or swim. But God is sufficient today. God will make a way. He'll see you through. I thought about Mom's testimony the other day when they were going down to Mexico. And Dad felt so inadequate. He felt like he needed some training. He felt like he needed something. And the Lord just spoke to him and said, just stay with the people that will wash your feet. You know, when there was this opportunity to go and get training, and the Lord just said, stay with the people that will wash your feet. That was God. That was the Holy Spirit speaking. See, we feel that insufficiency. But let's get the second part of it. That God is sufficient. God is sufficient. He'll make a way for us. He'll help us. I thought also, you know, about we read, or there in Zerubbabel, when they came back to build Jerusalem and to try to rebuild the walls and the temple there, there was so much disarray. Have you ever felt and looked at a task and sometimes it just looked overwhelming? It just seemed like there was so much to do and you just seemed overwhelmed and it seemed like, where do you start? And I feel like that's the way they felt. When he went out and looked at night, when he took Rhody's donkey out, it said there was hardly a place for him. There was so much rubbish. And it just looked desolated. It looked like there was no hope. It looked like it was just a fruitless cause. But they began little by little. Little by little, they began to move the rubbish. And they began to build the walls. And people were accusing them and said, well, if a fox runs on your wall, it's going to fall down. It just, you know, you're not doing anything. It's not going to amount to anything. But they kept building. Little by little. And you know, they began to build up something. Things began to happen for them. God was there to assist them and to help them. And there was obstacles and there was difficulties. Oh, look, when I look around today, I see desolation. I see trouble. I see hardships. I see great needs today. And sometimes you wonder, where do you start? Where do you go? Folks, God, it's little by little today. It's following that still small voice when He begins to burden us. Sometimes it looks like nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. Lord, help us to keep doing little by little. Keep applying ourselves, staying in there. When it looks so discouraging, Lord, help us today to continue on being and doing what God is calling us to do today. The needs are great today. Lord, help us to be willing to allow the Lord to work. You know, there's a scripture, it said, God chose the foolishness of preaching. I just wanted to mention this morning, I don't believe everyone's going to be called to minister the Word. But God has a testimony for each one of us. He wants us to share our testimony. He wants to work. He wants us all to be mighty men. He wants us to fill the places that need to be filled. Oh, when I look around today and I see all the congregations that don't have pastors, that are struggling. You know, it's God's will that every congregation have a pastor. And I believe, Lord, today is calling. I believe the Lord puts His hand, the calling is not short. I believe God is calling people. But sometimes we see our insufficiencies and we draw back. just like Moses did. Lord, help us today. Every one of us this morning have a place to fill in the body. We need people that are willing to lead out in prayer. In congregation, sometimes there's just a few. Lord, help us today, this year, to purpose in our hearts, to add strength to our congregations, to be there, to support, to encourage, to uphold, to offer what God has given to us. I want to say, sometimes when we feel those battles, those fears raging, you know, in our mind, in our spirit, that fears and doubts that come, you know, many times that's an indication that God is wanting you to move. And sometimes that's the times we draw back. But when the fear, you know what? The devil is trying to squelch. The Lord, one place there he talked about the Lord, the sower came to sow the seed. And he planted the seed. He sowed the seed and it said, the enemy came. And he took the word out of their hearts. The devil is trying to oppose everything this morning that God's trying to do. Every step, everything that God wants to do in our lives, the devil, the adversary, is trying to oppose it. He's trying to confront that. Lord, help us today to recognize that this morning. And Lord, help us today to be willing to be what God wants us to be. Help us to be willing to be a failure for God. Help us consecrate to be. And you know what? We'll make mistakes. There'll be some failures. But you know what? We can learn. We can learn from those mistakes. And we can get up and we can go on. I remember when I first got saved, we were there at Four Corners at Sister Laverna's house. And a bunch of the young people were there, and I don't know why Sister Laverna asked me to ask the blessing on the food, but she did. She asked me to ask the blessing for the food. That went against my flesh. And I started out praying, and you know what? My mind just went blank. It did. My mind just cut off. It went blank, and I didn't know what to say. I just said, amen. I felt so bad. I felt so humiliated. But we learn. Did you know Brother Clifford Wilson got up two times, to preach? And his mind went blank. He lost his message when he was behind the pulpit. It left him. And it happened two different times. One time the saints got down and started praying. And it came back to him and he was able to go on. Another time it just totally left him and he went sit down. I think about Brother Clifford and I think, what if he would have got discouraged from that? Folks, we heard last night we have a debt to pay. There are people that need us. Jesus, when he looked over Jerusalem, he wept. Because he saw them as sheep scattered, not having a shepherd. And sheep need shepherds. We're human. We're like sheep. We tend to stray. We tend to take our own route, our own way. We need shepherds. And Jesus wept over Jerusalem. You may not feel very needed today, but I want to say you are needed. More
then what you'll know. I appreciate the young people this morning. I appreciate their special songs. I appreciate all they do for God. Because the Lord is looking. He's looking for people that He can work through. Brother Austis Wilson, I believe, when he first started, people said that they felt like he missed his calling. And I think, Brother Austis Wilson, what a great blessing he was to the church. What would we, what would it have been like without Brother Austis? Without Brother Clifford? Without the different ones? Brother Leslie, he's been such a blessing to us. What would we have done if people hadn't filled the gap? If people hadn't stepped up? We probably wouldn't be here today. Many of us wouldn't be here today. That's why Jesus wept. Because there's consequences that go when there's no one there. People suffer. Congregations die. Chapel doors are closed. And the sheep are scattered. And they're lost. Lord, help us today to feel the call. Help us each one to feel the place that God calls us to feel. When we feel like we can't, let's remember this morning that God doesn't make mistakes. He leads. The Holy Spirit is a faithful leader, is a faithful teacher. But all we have to do is follow. All we have to do is consecrate our hearts, tune our hearts in. Lord, not my plans, not my desires, not my goals. I just want to do what you want me to do. I just want to feel the place that you want me to feel. I believe if we do that, the Lord will begin to work. I believe the Lord, little things begin to build up. Just like that wall. Pretty soon it became a protection. Pretty soon it became a place where the enemy didn't have access anymore. You see, when there's all these gaps and there's all these voids, it gives the enemy access to work, greater access to work. Lord, help us today. Amen. Thought about also Joshua. When the Lord began to lead Joshua, and I can imagine that was a monumental task. But when you read those scriptures, the first chapter of Joshua, the Lord, three different times, not once, not twice, but three different times told him, be strong and of good courage. Don't be dismayed. Don't allow your fears to overwhelm you. Don't allow your fears to hinder you from possessing what I want you to possess. From the land that I'm wanting to give you. Oh, sometimes I think we cut God short of what God wants to give us and how He wants to help us. But He told him three different times, be strong and a big, good courage. I'm sufficient. You may not feel like you can do it, Joshua. But I'll help you. Just go forward with what you got. Another thing I'm encouraged with is, many times The Lord worked when the children of Israel stepped forward. You notice that? I believe in one place there, in it said when they began to sing, the Lord sent ambushments. They began to sing. And it enabled God to work. When they got to the Jordan River, when they put their feet in, they walked up there and they stepped their feet in there. The waters didn't move until they stepped into the water. And I find that's why many times in living for God and serving Him, you may not feel like you've got it all lined out, and you may not feel like everything, how it's all going to work out and those types of things, but if you'll take a step, if you'll move forward by faith, take a step, God will meet us. And I'm confident today that God is very sufficient this morning. I want that to be my scripture this year. That's an important scripture. Yeah, we recognize our insufficiencies. But God is sufficient. He is sufficient this morning. He's sufficient to meet my need and to help me. And that's the way it is for all of us this morning. God is sufficient. When we're in the battle, when the storm is raging, God is sufficient. He'll make a way for us. Appreciate your attention this morning.